Can you lift up your voice and say, Father, as your word will be coming, let the book be opened unto me. Let there be understanding of your word. Go ahead and declare in the name of Jesus. Let the book be opened unto me. Let there be understanding of your word. Let the book be opened. Cause the book to be opened. Cause the book to be opened. To be opened. To be opened. Come on, pray. Come on, pray. In other words, you are praying for understanding. Cause the book to be opened unto me. Let your word be opened, that I may know the book concerning my life also. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Can you put on the screen our confession? Put on the screen our confession. And then we take confession now. It's made for this. Okay, we have the confession. Everybody, let's go. One, two, go. I have come to seek direction for my life and endeavors through the word of God. For I know that I can do nothing on my own, and that God's word is the lamp for my path today and the light for my tomorrow. Therefore, I open my heart willingly to learn from Christ so that I can become a reflection of Christ's possibilities in a world of impossibilities, free from offenses and manipulations of demonic forces, so that whatever is possible with God will not be impossible for me. I receive strength to live according to the truth of God's word. God's standard is my standard. I live a higher life, guided by and rooted in the word of God. In Jesus. Can I hear your louder? Amen. Please be seated. Still on the principle of understanding, I will be sharing something very, very important, and I will please ask that we all concentrate as much as possible. And today I have asked for something difficult in the sense that I've asked that our children teachers should also join us today. So meaning that we have our children with us today. So I know it's a very difficult thing. Praise God. So as much as possible, let the teachers also manage themselves, because the essence is that you may be a particular, you might have it firsthand. All right, you go and listen to the many most times. But it is good that even when you are in this, you get the word of God. It's there on the website with me. It's not security. And then you can listen to the word of God. So we are looking at this important principle again, as we continue to pursue the promise of God for our harvest. Hallelujah. So for a while now, we've been on the principle of understanding. And in understanding, may you understand. Can I hear your louder? Amen. In seeing, may you see. In hearing, may you hear. And what you see, what you hear, may you understand. In the mighty name of Jesus. The scripture says in Luke 24:45, that Jesus came to the disciples after he has resurrected, and one of the things he did was to give them understanding by ensuring that they begin to understand the scripture they have heard and they have read. Amen. So when understanding, or if understanding will come, it will come by understanding the word, the understanding of the word. That is how understanding comes. You see, for a student to sit and pass for an examination or a course, it must first be that you have understanding of the knowledge of that course. Are you getting me? Without understanding, there is no way you can pass that course. I know there are some of us, when we're in school, you do what is called agbero biso. Praise God. How many of us understand what I'm talking about?
you just carry them on your head, and then you just download it like that. The next time they ask you about it, you say, what are you talking about? I don't understand. Praise God. But you see, repeating your knowledge, repeating success in life require understanding. Can I repeat that? Repeating success. If you will have to continue to create and recreate your success, if your success will not be like a one chance, you just eat it like a lock, then you must understand things that get in life, that get in principle. So we are dwelling here on the principle of understanding. And today we are narrowing down to household faith. So principle of understanding, the necessity of household faith. The necessity of household faith. Now, what is the reason, or why do we need to look at this critical issue, talking about the necessity of household faith in our pursuit of harvest? It is because when God promised harvest, or whatever God promised a man, is by extension given to his entire family. Praise God. When God was giving his promises unto Abraham, God have inclusive Isaac that was not born. God have inclusive Jacob that was not born. God had inclusive, you see, the patriarchs of faith that are yet to be born. Are you with me today? So it is important that the one man God called or started the journey of the divine purpose with understand the nitty-gritty of the call. Please follow me today. Follow me today. The man need to understand what is it that was said and the unsaid that he must discover and understood and be able to pass down to the coming generation. So thereby we can have what we call the household faith. So when this is in place, then everybody can enjoy the harvest. If you understand that, say amen. I will see together, please. If the only person that understood what God is saying is the man, then it means that once the man is out of the sin, whatever the man has labored for will become a waste. Is that not true? If you agree with that, say amen. Can I pray for you? May your labor and work with God not be a waste. I didn't hear your louder amen. So that when your children comes on board, they can continue from where you are. I know today you can look at yourself and say, I'm not married. You can look at yourself and say, Pastor, what are you talking about? You see, these are the ways to prepare yourself for what God has prepared for you. And you see, today, I actually want to, God has sent me to men in the house. So if you are a man in the house, can I hear your ladders? Amen. Great one. So whether you are married or not, I want to talk to men today. And for all our women, please, you also need to follow the word of God so well, so that after hearing the word of God, you can get back home and then you need to exchange notes and compare notes and fill whatever vacuum that needed to be filled in your marriage and in your home. Can I hear another louder amen? Now, salvation is an household thing. Salvation is an household, how do I put it now? Is you see, this is what I mean. When God visited Cornelius in Acts of Apostles chapter 10, from verse 1, the story began. God told him, okay, I've answered your prayer today, all your hands, all your prayers, and whatever they have been answered. Sent for a man, Peter, and then let him come. He will reveal further things unto you. And by the time Cornelius, Peter came, he met Cornelius with his entire household. And that day, while Peter was still preaching, all of them present, not only Cornelius, but his entire household, they received the baptism of Holy Ghost. And thereafter, baptism by water. Are you getting it? So we find out that this salvation is not just for the man alone. It's for his entire household. In the same Acts of Apostles chapter 16, after the manifestation of the power of God in the prison, such that the prison doors were opened, the chain of everyone were loose, and the jailer thought, oh, all of them have escaped, I'm in trouble, and he was about killing himself, then Peter told him, don't kill yourself, we are here. And the next thing is that he said to them, what must I do to be saved? Now, he was the only one who asked for salvation. But reading down from verse 30 to 34, the Bible says he was saved with his entire household. So when a man is saved, listen, in a way, that salvation covers for his immediate household. I'm going to explain myself. That salvation covers for his immediate. Do you hear what I said? I didn't hear extended. Immediate household. Do you also remember the testimony God gave about Abraham? I know him and I know his household. So we have to ensure that our salvation, you see, what you know about God, it's not limited to you. You bring your household into it. Now, why the salvation of a man can cover for his immediate household, his faith does not cover. Did you get that? Now, salvation is not the same as faith. Although your faith might have given birth to your salvation. The Bible says, when man believes in his heart and confess with his mouth, he shall be saved. Praise the Lord. But you see, in the walk with God, you now need a further level of faith. Different from the one that got you saved. If you understand that, can I see your right hand? Can you wave your right hand to me? If you understand that, thank you. We're actually going somewhere today. So please understand this foundation. Listen, as a man, you can actually, by your salvation, you can extend it to your household. But when it comes to faith, it is individual work. It is individual work. And the point I'm trying to make today is to ensure that even if our salvation cover for our household, let's bring our household into the same faith. Beginning with your wife, as a man, your children, your immediate family, and everyone around you. The reason is so that what God has started with you or want to do with you can extend to generations. This is how you can preserve your harvest. So this household faith will preserve your harvest. This household faith will preserve your harvest. This household faith will bring about the continuity of whatever it is that God started with you. Now, let me preach or take this message from the word of Paul when he said that the woman is created for the man. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 9. Another translation says that the first woman was made from the man, but thereafter, every other man was made from the woman. Is that also? But the meaning I want to bring to this is that when God said, it is not good for a man to be alone, then the help he has provided, that he is the woman, then God brought it to sin. So from this, we can say that the reason why God bring about the woman is for the help of the man. Will I be right if I say that? Hello? Do you agree to that word of God? So every married woman here, married man, or every man, will you believe that the reason for the presence of your wife in your life is to provide certain help for your destiny, for the purpose of God in your life? Any man that believes to that, can you say amen? Okay. I had some quiet amen. Thank you. Women in the house, whether married or not, do you know that aside other reasons why you have chosen to marry or you have married your husband, the traditions you were told, you saw, or your own reasons, there is a divine reason for marriage. And there is a reason why God has brought you together with your husband. And that is the truth that there is something you have that your husband needs. There is a help you are to provide your husband. There is something God wants to do through him, and part of the strength, the help he needed, God has given them to you. So you are to support that vision. You are to support whatever it is God has asked him to do, whether ministry-wise, whether in business, in raising your family, in finance, emotional stability, and so on and so forth. So the woman came for the man's help. However, that is not my emphasis. Please listen to this very carefully. Especially those of us, okay, whether you are married or you are about to marry, please understand this. Now, I know today is not our family Sunday, but I check my spirit, man. God, do I need to preserve this for the next family Sunday? I said, no, that's the message for today. So I know this is coming on a purpose. So listen carefully. Why God has created the woman for the help of man? men should also help their helpmates. And if there is anything I want to emphasize today, that is it. Man, can I talk to you? Oh, man, help your helpmate. Oh, man, help your helpmate. Help your help. If there's anything like that, help your help. And I'm going to show you about 3-4 ways you can help your wife. Help your helper so that you can enjoy that help for a very long time. Listen, I know women. You see, the way the man's and woman personality has been fashioned, you see, this God is amazing. You know, oftentimes it is always what an opposite. Married people, do you understand what I'm talking about? You notice that things you like, they are actually things your man didn't like. When you are still cutting, you actually think he love it. It is when you marry, you now realize that trouble in pretending. Do you understand what I'm talking about? When you are cutting, you think he's a social person. He used to go out. And then you being social, you're like, oh, fine, great, great. And then when you marry, you find out that kilo shock Benny. Ah, kilele, what's this? Meanwhile, you are a social person, you like going out, but you now find out that your spouse don't like going out. In fact, it can be indoor, if possible, 1 month. And then you are like, Kloman shock Benny, Kloman shake, Kloman shock Benny. Listen, Fare Bale, my son got on shape for MB by Lenny. Are you following me? So that we can receive help. Listen, because of the ignorance of this, many marriages that are destined to work, they have been cut off through divorce. They said they are not compatible. Meanwhile, some of them are even those who believe they have prayed here and there and there and there and there. Shalom sokwe, shalom sokwe, olon sokwe. Now you are in it. Then you find out that what's happening? And then you're asking yourself, did I pray? Yes, you pray. Did God said? Yes, God said. Then what is happening here? Can I tell you what is happening? Ignorance is what is happening. So as you seek knowledge, you will find out that you are actually compatible. Stop listening to the lies of the devil that you are not compatible. That's why scripture says, can two walk together? You must treat it. Except the what? Except they agree. The agreement there is they have understanding of what they are to do together, understanding of where they are to go, understanding of what each of them must do to make their going work. So today, men must learn to help their wives. How do you help your helpmates? Number one, by providing adequate leadership. Providing adequate leadership. I will explain. Number two, by understanding our personality or the personality of your spouse. That is what I called personalized leadership. By next week, by the grace of God, I will narrow down on personalized leadership. Number three, by or through ceaseless prayerfulness about everything. Ceaseless prayerfulness about everything. Number four, I know many men may find this very difficult. Providing help in children and house chores handling. All of those house chores that want to kill your wife, can you rescue her? Can you help her handle the children? Many of us men, you have remained what I called the African man. I am the king. And then, who does the king have to run around? Talk to me. The slave. And then you are saying, that is the way my mother did to my father. But you are forgetting that your mother in her days didn't do any work. She's just at home 24/7. In fact, if there is anything after 24/7, your mom was there at home. But now this is a new generation that everybody is going out. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Everybody is pursuing something. Not like the days of our parents. In fact, many men don't understand this. And when they get abroad, while they were in Nigeria, they used to be the breadwinner. And on getting abroad, the table changed, the table turned. Now it is the woman providing, getting more money. And then because of this same African mentality, they were like, ah, aboti foli mi gba nkan ni, to ba ti e foli e gba, o si wa okay na. At least the same money is coming to the family. But because we don't want to face the reality, listen, in those days, many of our mothers, they were full housewife. They don't go anywhere. Do you understand what I'm talking about? They don't go nowhere. And even if they do, by certain time, they are back home to take care of the children. Probably if they were teachers, by 2 o'clock, by 1 p.m., they have finished, they have closed from school. They are back at home to take care of the family. But now, even you, husband, you close by 4 or by 5. Your wife doesn't close until 6. Now you get home before your wife, you cross leg. You are expecting the one that has not resumed, that has not returned home, to still get home and be running up and down. Listen, if you are not careful, that woman will drop dead before your face. You will be thinking you are doing king. You are not doing king, you are doing ignorance. Oh, man, can she hear? You better listen to the truth. Don't allow all this house chores pressure kill your wife. While you are there, you are watching Arsenal, and your wife is boiling in the kitchen. Let me show you this. Genesis chapter 3. Let's read the word of God. I will tell you how devil gain entrance into family. Let me show you how devil gain entrance. I read from verse 1. Now the serpent was more stubborn than any beast of the field which the Lord God has made. And he said unto the woman, whom did the devil spoke to? Talk to me. The woman. Huh? Don't forget, he's more wiser. He know who to talk to. And I pray for us all men. Behind you, may devil not get your wife. Let's read on. He said to the woman, ye had God said, ye shall not eat any of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it. Yes, he died. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, Then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And the woman saw. Did you notice how quick the devil was able to convince the woman? Then the next thing is, why did he go to the woman? And the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree to be desired to make one wise. She took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also to her husband with her. And he did it. Verse 7. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig trees, leaf together, and made themselves apron. Look at me. Right from the garden, devil always seek the loopholes. What is the loophole for the devil? Ignorance. I repeat, what is the loophole that devil used to gain entrance? It is ignorance. Ignorance of people, ignorance of what the word said. You see, that's why the word of God said, my people are perished for one thing. What is it? For lack of knowledge. So devil will come into a family and we look for the member of that family that lack ignorance of the move of God. And that is the entry for the devil. So today we are looking at the woman. And you know, because even this thing happened to pastors, businessmen, to anyone who doesn't understand how devil works. And this word is coming today to help you safeguard. Guard your family. Provide leadership for your family, for your wife. Don't neglect our growth in every area, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, physically, in every area. Bring her to the knowledge of the vision God has given to you. Bring her to the knowledge of your purpose, of whatever is driving you. Be patient with her. Let her take her time to understand what God has revealed to you, so that she can buy into that vision easily. If you are not yet married here, if you don't believe in the vision of the fellow you want to marry and live the rest of your life with, please don't bother yourself getting married to the fellow. Please don't. Honestly, I stand here to tell you the truth about marriage, that marriage is work. I'm telling you. Marriage is work. And when we say something is work, you must be ready to work it for it to work. And for you to work it, it means you must have understanding how it works. If you don't have understanding of how your phone works, you can't maximize it. If you don't have understanding of how marriage works, you can't be a beneficiary of the blessedness of marriage. You will not know how to close the back doors. So this was the entry point for the devil, the woman, because she didn't understand fully what God is saying. So even while she was responding to the devil, She was responding in confusion. And that is what devil leverage on. And before you know it, the Bible says, the tree that is not good before now became good by confusion. Have you ever gone to market before and you met a marketer, a seller, whose mouth is so, you know, more than sugar? And the fellow convinced you to buy what you did not plan to buy. Has it ever happened to you before? And you, later you have bought the thing and you're on your way, you go to me, say, "Babu mo se rakini, you know? Did the guy charm me?" He didn't charm you. He didn't charm you. The guy is only good at marketing. And because you don't have a ready mind as to, okay, no matter how much you tell me about this thing, oh God, sorry, I'm not buying. Why? There is a full knowledge. There is a full understanding. So, look at it. This is what devil use against Adam. And, you know, look at this again. By the time this woman's eyes was open because of a lack of knowledge. Do you know that it's just a matter of, "My husband, the food is ready. You also eat." Oh, you don't. Do you understand? The man also didn't. I'm sure. Look at it like this. I'm sure the woman will not come and say, "Okay, my husband, I have fellow. Now, that fruit, I have ate it too. Okay, you two take and eat." No, it's not like that. Out of the same ignorance. Are you getting me? The same ignorance at work. The woman presented her husband in a form of food. And the Bible says, the eyes of them were open. Before the eyes of them were both open, her eyes was first open. So, if any man is saying, "I don't care, I will keep running fast," by the time you look back, may you not find out that your wife has become pillar of salt. What will happen at the end of the day if you think you are the, is it Austin Bolt now? That guy that used to run fast. Now, by the time you look back, the fastest runner, you find out that you have lost your household. And eventually, all you are saying you are running for, you will lose it. Say, "God forbid." So this is the reason why you have to provide leadership at home. Provide leadership for your wife. Women love to be led. When they don't find the leading, they overtake. Women love to say that, "Okay, this is the church we want to be going." So when they find out their husband is Kosinle, Kosinta, I'm a church. The next thing you will find out is the woman will find a suitable church. When they find out that the man always, you know, is good at procrastination, the next thing is the woman will go ahead to do what she wants to do. And at that moment, the man will be complaining. "Why did you do it behind me? Oga, a man late, a snow." Men, are you listening? Provide the leadership. Your wife will follow you. If you fail to provide the leadership, she will overtake you. If you are yet to be married, once you are noticing all these things, marriage is not all about ansi obe weekend. No. Marriage is more than sex. Marriage is more than you know, all these contract people are doing, we give birth to children, and then each, except you are coming on board, you know, on the basis of contract, which is not marriage. And of course, you know, at that point, if that is what you are doing is contract, that already from the beginning, you have lost the foundation. And you have lost the harvest, even from the beginning. Look at Genesis 16 also. Concerning Abraham. Look at it. Look at verse 16. Genesis chapter 16. Now Sarai, Abraham's wife, bear him no children. And she had a handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarah said unto Abraham, behold now, the Lord has sustained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abraham hearkened to the voice of Sarah. And Sarah, Abraham's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptians, after Abraham had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband, Abraham, to be his wife. And he went in unto Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. And Sarah said unto Abraham, my wrong be upon thee. I have given my maid into thy bosom. And when she saw that she was conceived, I was despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between me and thee. Look up. Who does that? You marry another wife for your husband. Listen. Sarah here just wanted a son or a child for her husband. But God was saying, beyond son, I have a promised son. Abraham is aware of that. So Abraham was not ignoring me. He understood. Are you following me? He understood what God has promised. He wasn't ignoring. Sarah obviously didn't understand. And then she got a wife for her husband. She was the one who made the move. Out of hurry, out of impatience, out of lack of the knowledge of the promise of God. And immediately she does that. Of course, she thought she has done something good, right? And then when Hagar got pregnant, then she begins to dishonor her mistress. And then Sarah turned to Abraham. He said, you have caused this. You have caused this. Can you see Wahala? You have caused it. And actually, who caused it? Huh? Are you sure it's Sarah? For me, it's Abraham. Because if the man has knew, actually, this is what God said. And then the moment the woman came and said, I have this idea. Let's get a child by all means. And then Sarah brought this good idea, but not God's idea. Then the man will have said, what a good idea. Okay, sit down. This is what God said. This is what God said. This is what God said. Doing so, providing leadership. Are you getting me? This is where God is taking us. This is the promise of God. Don't let us be in a hurry. Are you following me? And at that point, the woman will have cooled down. But look at what happened. Immediately she brought the idea. The Bible says, and Abraham hearkened to the voice of his wife. man, the reason why your woman or your wife is mounting pressure on you is because she did not understand what you said, God is saying. Until she understood, she will keep mounting pressure on you. And you will think she is troublesome. She is not troublesome. She is seeking clarity. Koyeni. Bring her to the knowledge. If she is impatient, be patient with her until she understood. Let her grow spiritually. Let her grow spiritually. And this applies to women of God. Our women are up and doing, helping in the ministry. But the woman herself is not growing spiritually. And then one attack from the enemy came. Boom. The man has been the one defending and defending and defending. And then a time will come. An arrow will come. A strike will come. Enemy is able to penetrate. Because while the man is growing, the woman is groaning. Are you getting it? The pressure of the home is killing the woman. The pressure of the ministry is killing the woman. The pressure of the marriage is killing the woman. The man is saying everything. The woman is dying in silence. That's why the Lord will want me to speak to you today, all men. Help your help so that you can enjoy your help. So that your help can last. Who said you cannot help your wife in fixing some house chores? Who said while she is cooking, you can help take care of the children while your children are still growing up? Who said that if you are the one that closes earlier as the husband, you cannot go and pick your baby from the daycare and babies and rock whatever now? How do you do that? You rock the child. If possible, back the child. Praise God. After all, is it not your seed? No, be you. But that doesn't mean our women should take advantage. That's not what we are saying. But this is a timely message that all our men should check their back. Check the back door. The ignorance of your wife concerning you, concerning your marriage, concerning what you are doing is an advantage for the devil against you. It's an advantage. You will think your wife is troublesome. She's not troublesome. It is because she didn't understand what God is saying or your leadership. It is because you don't understand her personality. It is because your prayer is not enough for her. You know, oftentimes we pray for people so much, too impatient with people of our household. No, be so. But members of your family, you must repent today. You must repent. Let's look at Job finally as I close. Look at Job. After the whole saga and many losses they recorded, Mrs. Job turned to her husband one day. I said, how come you are still holding on to your integrity? Curse God and die. Now, if they have lost everything, it's not only the woman who have lost everything. Her husband also lost everything. Same thing she lost, her husband lost. How come the man still have integrity? And the woman, she has lost her own integrity and has come to her husband to say, why are you holding on to your own? If I have lost my own, you must lose your own. You see, it is because that woman is not at the same pedestal with her husband. She is not at the same level of faith with her husband. And she cannot understand why her husband is still proving Mr. Holy Holy with all that has happened to them. Curse God. That same God who has killed our children. Let's curse him so that he can kill our family. But look at the answer of Job. He said, you have talked like one of the foolish women. So man, listen, if you are the only one that is wise and your wife is displaying a level of ignorance and foolishness, sir, permit me to tell you that anywhere we see Mrs. Foolish, a husband called Mr. Foolish. Did you hear what I said? When you see Mrs. Foolishness, she must have married to Mr. Foolishness. Anywhere you see a woman displaying stupidity, let's ask who is her husband. And when you see a vice woman, she must have married to a great man. Let me close finally with this. Two things I will say. Number one, how come that in 2 Kings chapter 6, when the armies came to arrest Elisha, he was so confident and relaxed because he knew the divine security that surrounded him. But his servant didn't know. So his servant came to him and said, my father, we are in trouble. Come and see the host that has come to arrest us. And Elisha relaxed and said, Father, please open his eyes. Let him see the host that surrounded us. And the Bible says, God opened the eyes of the servant and he saw the host of God surrounded Elisha. You didn't get that. Elisha, not himself. Elisha, he is not included. Even though he was with Elisha, who was surrounded with the host of heaven. But how come he is not included? Nibolonwa. You see, ignorance has a way of causing a lot of misinterpretation. What do you call this? Dasbos? Ignorance. You are there, but you are there. Ignorance. You are secured, but you are feeling insecure. Ignorance. It can happen at home in marriage when the woman is feeling insecure. When the woman is dying inside and the man is secured. As we close, I want to encourage your men. Know God to the point that you can build your family, your household, your wife, your children on the same level of faith. On the same level of faith, so that devil will not take advantage of the ignorance of any members of your family, particularly your wife. Let's rise to our feet. Let me say this. I noticed that when I wanted to open bank account for my children, because they are still underage, so I have to open an account first with that bank, just because I want to open an account for my children. And then from my account, they now open an account for them under my account. That is salvation. Are you getting me? That is salvation. They are still underage, but you see, my salvation covers for them. But the law expected that once they mature to age 18, it is no longer expected that their account is under my account. It is no longer expected. So if you are the only one, please listen to this. Listen. If you are the only one all this while, you have been the one defending for your wife, defending your household, praying for them, doing this for them, doing that for them. You are the old prophet for your family, and so on and so forth. They don't have the same knowledge of faith, the same level of faith that you have with God. A time will come, your faith will not be able to carry them anymore. Did you hear what I'm saying today? And at that moment, you risk losing and the life of that member of your family. If you understand these things, please wave your hand. So this is the old necessity of this household faith. I'm not talking of household salvation today, but household faith. Whatever level of faith you have, bring members of your family to it. Please don't just give them quality education alone. Give them quality relationship with God. Quality knowledge of the Word of God. Quality faith. Can you just raise your voice and thank God for His Word today? Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise and exalt Him. Thank Him for His Word. Exalt Him. Thank you for your word. Thank you. What a timely word. So that we will not lose our harvest. So that whatever we are doing today, we can be wise enough to bring members of our household into knowledge of it. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say louder, amen. To bring members of my family, my wife, my children, my spouse, into what I am doing, into what you have laid my hands upon to do. Lord, give me the wisdom. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray so that I will not lose members of my family to lack of faith or lose their life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we'll pray. Let's pray that prayer point one more time. Listen. As you are the only one qualified to use your certificates. Nobody, not your wife, not even one of your children. I think the law should say, okay, your firstborn should be able to use your certificate. Nobody is permitted to use your certificate. If that is what is applicable by law, then listen, by law of faith, every member of your family should develop their own faith. Are you following me today? Every member of your family should develop their faith. Can you commit members of your family into your hands right now? And say, Father, I commit all members of my family into your hands. Mention their name. Mention the name of your spouse. Mention the name of your children. That, Father, not only will they be saved in Jesus' name, but also they will begin to grow in faith. They will begin to grow in your knowledge, in your way, in your will. None of them will lose their faith, and I will not lose them. I won't lose their life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, pray. Pray. Neo sidaluye. Neko sita libani barudaya badida yando bali barabada. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And we pray this prayer finally, that Father, you will give me wisdom to understand the personality of my spouse and every members of my family. Go ahead and declare in the name of Jesus. Wisdom to understand the personality of every member of our family. Lord, we receive. In Jesus' mighty name, we will pray. And that is where I'm going to share with us next week. Understanding the personality of members of your family, so that you can provide, and of course, people in your relationship, so that you can provide personalized leadership. That is the direction we will be going next week. This is so important. And I see God helping us in this year of harvest. Can I hear your louder amen? Finally, go back to Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5. And then we read verse 12 all together, everyone. Revelation chapter 5, verse 12. Let's read the word of God together. Everybody, one, two, go. Saying with a loud voice, what is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings? Can we take it one more time? One, two, go. Saying with a loud voice, what is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings? One more time, let's go. Saying with a loud voice, what is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings? Listen, salvation is more than what many of us think. Part of our salvation package are these. When the Lamb was slain, these are the seven things he received. And when he received them, he didn't receive them for angels. He received them to those that were redeemed. Amen. And then the Bible says, he received for them. Look at this. Glory. Honor. Let me say that again. Power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, blessing. I would like you to begin to declare, if these are the things the Lamb received for you when he was slain, and no demon can dispute that, no devil can dispute it, then you begin to declare, this day forward, I receive what the slain Lamb has received for me. Did you get it? You see, this is what we are saying. When he received it, he gave it to you. Are you getting it? He didn't receive it and take it to heaven. He received it and gave it to the heirs of salvation. So you are going to declare right now that I receive in the name of Jesus all that the slain lamb has received for me. I receive power. I receive riches. I receive glory. I receive honor. I receive riches. I receive glory. I receive blessing. I receive wisdom. I receive strength. Go ahead and receive them in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and receive them. It's up to you to receive them. I receive power to be all that God wants me to be. I receive power over demons, power over principalities and power. I receive power. I receive power. I receive power to get wealth. You know what I'm saying? He's the one who gave power to get wealth. I receive power to conceive. I receive riches. I receive power to be all that God wants me to be. I receive wisdom. I receive wisdom. I receive strength. I will not be weak. I receive honor. I receive glory. I receive blessings. I receive. Come on, open your mouth and receive. Receive all that slain lamb has received for you. I receive glory. I receive power, riches, wisdom, and strength. Honor, I receive. Blessings, I receive. Come on, receive them. The lamp has received them for you. Receive. Receive power. Receive riches. Receive wisdom. Receive strength. Come on. Receive strength. Say, I receive strength. I receive strength. I receive riches. I receive wisdom. I receive honor. I receive glory. I receive blessing. I receive all the slain lamb has received for me. I receive strength. I am not weak. I am stronger than any sickness, than any disease. I am stronger in the name of Jesus. I am rich. I am not poor. I am blessed by a blessing that the lamb has received for me. I receive wisdom. I am not foolish. I receive wisdom. Come on, receive power. I'm not the slain lamb. Has received for you. Say, I receive them all. I receive honor. I receive power. I receive riches. I receive wisdom. I receive strength. I receive strength. Yekenemo. Sinke toliba. Lipuse kutekiba. Lepone kosi petoni tetekep ketekete neketeketekep ketekete ne prokoti ketono pokotonati kelibaya nibaya ya. I receive power. I receive riches. I receive honor and glory. And blessings, I receive strength, I receive wisdom. They are mine. Claim them, receive them. They are mine. Thank you, Abba Father. Lift up your hands up. In the name of Jesus, the one who is heaven. The lamb that was slain. Of all the seven things he has received for you. Now take them. Can you say louder amen? Now take them. He has received them for you. Now receive them. He has received power for you. Now receive power.
power to be all God has destined you to be.
Receive the power. Receive the power.
The Bible says, and Jesus returned in power. Today, as you return home, as you return to your place of work, as you return this week, you are returning in power. 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 You are returning in riches. You are returning in glory. You are returning in wisdom. You are returning in blessings. You are returning with strength. Receive strength. Receive strength. Receive strength. Receive strength. Whatever you ought to do and you cannot do, now there is strength to do them. Receive strength to do it. All that you're supposed to do and you couldn't, strength to do it rest upon you now. You will see these seven things that this lean lamp has received for you. From this day forward, you will see them manifesting in your life. You will see power manifesting. What used to override you and overcome you, from this day forward, you will walk over them. Strength to do and become the fullness of your destiny. That strength is being infused unto you now. Receive that strength now. Receive that wisdom now. Receive that wisdom now. Wisdom to live excellent life, to stand out, to be all God has ordained you to be, is resting on you. Receive the blessing. Receive the glory. It's a new day for you. 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 Lift up your two hands and begin to thank the Lord. Begin to thank the Lord that all he has received for you, you have received them. All he has received for you, you have received them. Come and give thanks. Thank you, Jesus, that all you have received for me, I have received them. I receive them all. I receive them all. Mention them now. I receive power. Now return with power. I receive riches. I receive glory. I receive blessing. I receive wisdom. I receive honor. I receive strength. I receive them. I receive them. I receive them. All the same lamp has received for me. I receive them. I receive them. I am not returning empty. I am not returning empty. I am not returning empty. I am not returning. This week is your week of fullness of redemption. You will see the manifestation of fullness of redemption. You will see the manifestation of fullness of redemption. You will see the manifestation of fullness of redemption in your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name be praised. I declare concerning you, this week, all the slain lamb has received for you, you will not like them anymore. I decree and declare, all Jesus has received for you, you will no longer like them. He has received them, so you see them. So this week is declared the week of fullness of redemption. In your life, you will see fullness of redemption. People know you. There will be fullness of redemption in your life. So shall it be. Thank you, Abba. Father, we exalt the name of the Lord. With your hands unto Jesus for all he has done. With your hands, exalt the Lord. 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 I would like you to say three loudest amen in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah.